SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Congress calls on social media leaders for the harm done to children using their platform, called those leaders on the carpet. Impressionable kids driven to suicide in the most extreme cases. Some victims' loved ones in the audience at yesterday's hearing as Republican Senator Josh Hawley pushed Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to apologize to the grieving families.
Would you like to do so now?
Well,
they're here. You're on national television. Would you like now to apologize to the victims who have been harmed by your product? Show them the pictures. Would you like to apologize for what you've done to these good people?
And so Zuckerberg did stand up. He turned around and apologized. In an unusual show of bipartisanship, tax relief has cleared the House, getting support from both sides of the aisle.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up. But it passed the House 357-70. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, for the second time in 4 hours, the U.S. hit Houthi rebel targets in Yemen, taking out some drones reportedly being prepared to be launched at commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The 72nd annual National Prayer Breakfast brought together lawmakers and President Biden on Capitol Hill this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 135 points, the Nasdaq ahead 127. This is SRN News. Parents in Maine are breathing a sigh of relief.
State lawmakers have opted to kill a measure that would have given the government the power to take a child from his mom and dad if they refused to allow that child to live as the opposite sex. Specifically, the parents could lose their kid if they wouldn't let him or her undergo a sex change operation. Maine is a blue state, but even Democratic representatives voted against that bill. More than 20 states have banned sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah has become the latest state to prohibit diversity training, hiring, and inclusion programs at universities and in state government. The measure signed into law by Republican Governor Spencer Cox passed the State House and the Senate by wide majorities. The Utah bill also bars men from using women's bathrooms. The Utah bill bars that, and Republican-led Florida and Texas were first to ban DEI efforts in higher education last year. Ohio and Oklahoma have followed suit. This is SRN News. Donations have been pouring in after a Jackie Robinson statue was stolen in Wichita.
The donations come on what would have been the 105th birthday of the first player to break Major League Baseball's color barrier. The total raised just through one online fundraiser surpassed $145,000, well in excess of the estimated $75,000 value of the bronze statue that was cut from its base at a park in Wichita, Kansas. Bob Lutz, the executive director of the Little League nonprofit that commissioned the sculpture, said the money raised can enhance some of its programming and facilities. Keith Peters reporting.
Elon Musk wants Tesla investors to decide on moving the company's corporate listing to Texas after a Delaware court decided he should not get a multi-billion dollar pay package. The EV company's CEO says Tesla will have shareholders vote on whether to switch its corporate registration, Texas location of its physical headquarters. SRNnews.com.